Support for this public radio podcast comes from Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations. Online at shrm.org.
Houston, we're leaving.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Boy, this is going to tick some people off. The oil services company Halliburton is moving its headquarters from Houston to the Middle East, Dubai specifically. The company says that's a better place to be if you're in the oil business. Halliburton's been highly criticized for the quality and price of its work in Iraq through subsidiary KBR. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy called this relocation an insult to U.S. soldiers and taxpayers. The House gets to work today on an emergency spending bill to pay for the operations in Iraq and Afghanistan. The White House wants $100 billion, but Congress is tacking on a few items of its own. John Dimsdale explains.
Democrats have tacked on more money for veterans' health care, military housing, constructing levees in New Orleans, drought relief for farmers, and health insurance premiums for children. Corvus Communications budget analyst Stan Collender says the new congressional leaders are trying to show they can get things done.
It's a very typical type situation in Washington. A spending bill is going through, especially a must-pass bill, so Congress is just trying to add some spending because they know they're likely to get it through.
To offset some of the additional spending, House Defense Appropriations Chairman John Murtha of Pennsylvania would cut $800 million for the growing number of private contractors in Iraq.
GAO and Inspector General of Iraq said, help us get a handle on the contract. So we took 5% of their money out.
After looking at the bill's requirements, including troop withdrawals from Iraq, the White House is threatening a veto. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Asian stocks are still recovering from the big plunge a couple weeks ago. They made some progress today. Japan's Nikkei climbed 0.75%. The Dow starts out at 12,276. It gained 1.33% last week, but it's still something like 400 points below where it was a couple weeks ago. Today in Britain, a new very expensive sugar went on the market. Our man in London, Stephen Beard, is here to tell us about it. Stephen?
Plantation Reserve comes from Barbados. It is six times more expensive than standard sugar. It costs about $5 for half a bag. It's Barbados' response to an industry in crisis. The EU is about to slash subsidies, and that's going to create huge problems. And therefore, the Barbadian government wants to try to carve out a substantial niche market for much more expensive sugar.
And is there a market for sugar that's six times more expensive?
There's only one customer so far in the UK, apparently, the Ritz Hotel. They had a wine taster who sampled this, and he said it had a hint of caramel and honeysuckle. And you don't need much of it. It is apparently very much sweeter than ordinary sugar, so you use it sparingly. And at $5 a bag, you certainly would use it sparingly.
I would think so. I mean, Europeans are known for paying for fair trade products. Is Barbados not qualify for that?
No, that is part of the problem. They will not qualify for that fair trade labeling, so that consumers will pay a higher price knowing that they are helping poor producers. Barbados is simply too wealthy to qualify for that.
Well, I guess we'll see how it works. Let me know when you get your complimentary bag of sugar.
I certainly will.
All right. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Scott.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org. Science and technology reports are supported by Boston Scientific, committed to delivering what's next in medical technology to help clinicians improve and extend lives. BostonScientific.com.
And now it's time for the Sloan Sessions.
Last week, the McClatchy newspaper chain sold the Minneapolis Star Tribune to a private equity firm. McClatchy's getting a lot less than it paid for the paper a few years ago, but it's also getting an unusual tax break. Newsweek's Alan Sloan has been snooping around trying to figure out how McClatchy did it. All right, Alan, what'd you find out?
I found out it's because of something called a horizontal double dummy.
I'm sorry, horizontal double dummy?
Yes, I can see that you are not into tax law, Scott. More
no,
the pity.
That could be safely said, okay.
A horizontal double dummy is a term of tax art for a transaction where Company A takes control of Company B, but instead of using a standard thing where the companies merge, you keep the companies separate, and you have two, I guess, double companies, and it's what's called in the trade a horizontal merger. So you have a horizontal double dummy, which allowed McClatchy to add $1 billion to the cost of the Star Tribune for tax purposes, whereas had it done a normal transaction back in 1998 when it bought the Star Tribune, it wouldn't be able to get a tax loss.
So is this a common thing? Do a lot of companies use this or no?
It's not common. And the more I looked into this, the more surprised I am that it's not common, because if you're doing a corporate takeover transaction where you're paying any significant amount of cash as part of what you're paying, the double dummy gives you much more flexibility around certain problems. It's just very interesting that years and years ago, when almost nobody was paying attention, McClatchy did this double dummy thing, which now saves them $160 billion. And I just found it because I was frustrated. I couldn't understand why it was that McClatchy was getting a big tax deduction when I knew if the New York Times sold the Boston Globe, which is now worth maybe half of what it paid, it wouldn't get a tax deduction. And if Tribune sold the LA Times, they wouldn't get a tax deduction. And you know, I looked at the contract and I asked a fellow at Lehman Brothers, Bob Willens, why this was. And he looked at it in about 12 seconds, said, well, it's a horizontal double dummy.
Of course.
Everybody knows that.
Thanks a lot, Alan.
You're welcome, Scott.
Alan Sloan is the Wall Street editor for Newsweek magazine. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great Monday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.